The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employees, spouses, or associates.
Or employers.
If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on this show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
And as always, the advice you get from this podcast is worth exactly what you paid for it.
Nothing. Well, hello and welcome to another fun-filled episode of the Effed Up Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Martin, and across from me tonight in the crow's nest,
Royce O'Neill. How are you guys? How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing good.
You want to introduce also, our special guest?
Also, we have the better of the Warminskis that have been on the podcast so far.
That's right. Thank you.
We have Whitney Warminski. I guess you're fine with the whole name?
Yeah, okay. That's great.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Coming on.
Of course.
All right, Tyler, let's roll through our sponsors real quick.
After you, good sir.
All right, I'm going to start off with Ballard Guns in White Deer, Texas. If you're looking for a gun, hit carry up. He's going to find it for you. Sometimes he'll even have it in as soon as the next day.
Or sooner.
Maybe.
Maybe you pick something that he happens to have.
You could always go that route.
Tons of ammunition, too.
He has some.
Have not talked to him this year about dove loads, but I'm betting he's got plenty. Go get some.
Yeah, I hope so.
Also, we have Texas Beverage and Package in Groom, Texas. Purveyors of fine spirits everywhere. Big news coming up.
Big news coming down the pipe. I think in the next week, maybe.
Hopefully.
So, from what we heard today on our research trip.
Research trip? I can write that off.
Yeah, big news coming this week.
This week.
So.
Also, we have the Livestock Podcast in Hepburn, Saskatchewan. They're okay. Give them a listen.
They're a podcast.
Also, with them, you also have the Cliffs Farms, and they're selling some attention semen on February 15th, 2023. Make sure you get online and get you some of that bought up.
Still ripping the February semen sale.
Until he has something else, that's what we're going with. Hey,
you know what?
You want a better ad? Give us better material, Canada.
Next, we've got Meat Club Lambs. Best people, best sheep in Gageby, Texas.
Sheep's not on the cheap.
I think they still have any for sale.
Did last time I heard.
They did last time you heard?
They did. I talked to him Monday or Tuesday. I think they still got some.
Awesome.
Got the dog under control. Everything's good.
Sounds like things are on the up and up.
Moving in the right direction.
And last but not least, Tyler.
Mo Cattle.
Best quality Angus and Sim Angus genetics in the Bi-County area since 2023. You need a bull,
fancy.
Hit us up. You we need got a heifer, some... hit us up with that too, because we've got some of those for sale.
News to me, but okay.
Speaking of that, just got rid of half a beef.
Awesome.
So
hopefully you get a check off of him.
Said he left it there.
Oh. So Jake Spoon's going to take your money is what you're saying.
I'm afraid so.
Okay. Well.
You know, if it's Frank, I think we're all right.
You probably okay.
Yeah.
Hadley?
Yeah.
It's going to be touch or go.
Man burner.
But, you know, having said that, seeing on Facebook, I'm pretty sure he's too preoccupied and in love to be stealing money from you.
I would like to think. Unless it's to take her on a date.
Maybe he needs the money. I don't know. I don't know how well he gets paid. But moving on from here, we're going to roll into the Texas Beverage and Package Booze Review.
Yes, we are.
We're going to do booze? We're going to do wine? What are we doing first here?
Yeah, I brought y'all a gift.
Okay, do you want to start with the champagne?
Whichever y'all prefer. But this is my personal favorite beverage. This is some Veuve champagne. I don't know if you've done champagne on your show before.
We have not.
Okay, this is a first.
It's a little highbrow for us.
No.
Maybe for the show.
Okay.
For our listeners.
So tell us about this.
Well, this is just my personal favorite beverage to have. Whether you're celebrating or not, I mean, life's short. Drink the champagne, right?
Okay.
So, we can pop the bottle.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Break it open.
Let's do it.
Is that glass?
It is glass.
Now, I hope it doesn't explode everywhere.
It's fine. Royce can clean it up.
No problem, right?
No, I've cleaned worse up here.
I mean, Hyde's not here, so.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about injuring puppy dogs.
Have you done wine on your show before?
We have not.
We talked about wine, but we never got into it.
Okay, ready?
Go ahead.
Look at you.
Oops.
Bragged too soon.
Thanks, Tyler. That was your fault.
Yeah, that was my fault. Did you not bring the glass up here for us?
I brought her a glass up here.
Okay. Well, I just didn't see it. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
It was hiding behind your...
You want to try
your
some?
Your hourglass. Well, yeah, I'm going to have some.
Let me pour you some.
The podcast is going boozy chic.
Bougie.
High class.
Got a very nice smell to it.
It's very grapey.
Now, this is just their classic Brut champagne, so not super sweet, drier.
Got a nice tart flavor to it.
I like it. Clenches the jaw just a little bit.
A little crisp, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Nice and refreshing.
Get some pear out of that?
Mm-hmm.
That will do.
Good.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for the champagne.
Thanks for sharing your gift with me so I could drink some too.
Yeah.
It's what we do. So, guess goes first on this. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that?
Okay, so it's my favorite. I feel like I'm a little biased.
I mean,
biased.
You are biased, but that's fine.
Oh. I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9?
Like, I love this champagne. And the other thing about me is, like, I'm kind of all or nothing.
So
if I love it, it's going to be like a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
A 10. I don't know what a 10 would be.
I feel like it would be hard to give anything a 10.
Yeah.
Because nothing is perfect. There's always going to be something that you would like to change about it.
Right.
9 is a solid score, Royce.
I'm going to go an 8.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7.
What?
I don't know. It might be that I'm not that big a champagne drinker, but I feel like I haven't had enough of a sample size, of all the champagnes to jump out there and say, that's a 9.
I understand.
Which is why I was giving it an 8, because I mean, I've had this and then the cheap stuff that you get at the liquor store.
The Korbel, mm-hmm. $4 a bottle.
Yeah.
Which is fine for mimosas.
I mean,
if you're
just mixing it with orange juice, you don't need something too fancy.
Yeah.
I don't recall the last time I drank straight champagne.
Well, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Cheers.
There we go.
Effed up farming. Yeah, it's good.
That is good.
That's pretty tasty.
That's worthy of the 7 that I gave it.
At the very least. And still worth the daggers that she shot at you.
I mean, that's it's fine.
You gave her number one drink a 7. You had the audacity.
Now, I just feel really strongly about it. So
okay, so
like...
here's a story for you. I have a buddy that gave us a bottle of Old Charter bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, he's talking about it just like you talk about this champagne. It is the best, highest class. Like, he loves it. It's super cheap, but he loves it. He buys it by the case. I gave it a 2.
Because you can't find it everywhere.
A 2.
If you gave this move a 2, I would be like, I gotta go.
You could be upset about that.
Yeah.
A 2 was high. I felt
he wasn't here.
Okay.
So
he was not in studio.
He was a little disappointed when he heard it. Like, he called me and was like, oh, y'all really didn't like that, did you? Like, nope, you want it back? Come get it.
Still got most of that bottle.
Well, I guess it's your honest review, so.
Down there on the
bottom. He gave us a handle, and we haven't even got down to the label yet.
Oh,
we
man.
Basically drank the neck off of it down there on the bottom shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Behind everything else.
It made it to the bottom shelf.
Well, it's...
That's everything you need to know about it.
It's where it belongs, I guess.
I felt very...
Sorry, RD.
Just to
pretty sure you're still listening, but just had to defend myself a little bit there. So while we sip on this champagne, why don't we move into killing the day?
Okay,
and then we'll circle back around and do some booze reviewing.
All right, you want to let the guests go first on killing the day?
For sure. What do you got?
So I've really been into Zach Bryan's new album. Did y'all listen to it?
I haven't listened to the new album yet. No.
So it's kind of hard because Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers, and Turnpike all came out with new albums like within a few days of each other.
Yeah.
Or the same day. I don't know.
It was a big week.
Yeah. So I listened to them all on the same day. So I feel like it kind of ran together. That might be really a bad thing to say. Yeah. But anyway, I remember everything. Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves is killing the day for me.
Okay. Let's check that out. Time you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind. But where the hell are you gonna ease mine? You're like concrete feet in the summer.
That'll help. That's a good song.
Good song. Little sad, little moody.
Yeah.
But I like it.
And Casey Musgraves has got a good voice.
Yeah,
she
sounds
good. Are
you
saying this too loud? Don't you turn your headphones down?
Yeah, I'm trying to not hear myself so loud.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Right. Back at it.
All right. Royce, what did you say you were doing? You told me, but then I forgot.
I'm going to do Photograph by Charlie Robinson. There was some sad news that came out.
Good
this
Times
week.
Yeah. By Charlie Robinson.
But yeah, sad news about Charlie this week. So I thought...
Had a heart attack?
Remembered,
is that right?
That's what I saw.
Yeah, I think so.
And other complications are what I read. So I don't know if he was having health issues or what. But yeah, heart attack is what? Got him.
I think he'd been sick. I don't know what was wrong with him. But.
Yeah, I think I read an article that said he'd had some health issues.
Yeah. I would, because the release I saw, his wife had said he died with his friends and family by his side. When that happens, that tends to mean he'd
That's
been
That's
kind of
rare
decline.
For a heart attack.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Photograph, Charlie Robinson. To blame, and I can still see them, but not in my mind. Well, it's been so long, all my memories blind. Though I can't remember, it still makes me laugh when I see us together.
Another good song.
It's a good song. It's probably not the one you should have picked.
I don't know. I felt like it went with the mood of the moment that he's...
Because you think Charlie Robinson's sitting up there in heaven thinking, man, these guys all ought to be sad that I'm gone.
I don't know about that, but
you think
I am,
he's that kind of person?
But I am sad that he's gone, so it matched my mood about him being gone. Because he's a wonderful songwriter. Played a hell of a show if you ever got to see him in concert.
I did a couple times. The last one, not so great.
I don't think I ever saw him, but really like his stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to come to Midnight probably once a year.
Yeah.
Once every 2 years, something like that. He probably was a little scared to go down there where you went to school.
Oh, yeah. A little sketchy down there.
Down there on the border, yeah.
Which I think last time I saw him was in Corpus at a bar. And that was 5-6 years ago, probably. He still put on a good show then.
Well, that's good.
So... Yeah.
Glad to see he's one of the ones that held on, kept doing good, because I probably haven't seen him since like 2012, 11?
Yeah.
Probably 11.
I mean, it's been a while since I think he was really touring hard.
That's fair.
But I still put on a good show last time I saw him.
There you go. So I'll round it out, and I'm going with Never Tried Cocaine by Travis Bolt. Is tasting watered down. I need something stronger. It's a little hotter, cause a broken heart is something I can't conquer. I've tried different women. I remember their names in the heat of the moment. It's yours that I say, everybody, but you get a piece of all this pain.
trying cocaine. Now I'm wide up like these big easy lies. It don't free.
So there you go. He's never tried cocaine.
He sounded fairly depressed that he's never tried cocaine.
I think he was depressed, and that's why he's trying cocaine.
I mean, it could be.
You know.
I feel like all our picks were a little, like, sad, moody.
Well, like, ours were sad. Royce has just had a sad vibe because he brought down the house about Charlie Robinson.
Yeah, there was that.
Well, let's drink champagne.
Why don't we move on to bourbon?
Oh, okay. I like bourbon. Let's do that.
All right, so for the Texas beverage and package booze review, this week we've got a Penelope Rosé Cask Finish Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It is 94 proof. That's 47% alcohol for all you Oklahoma listeners. And this is from batch number 4.
That's a good batch. I remember that batch.
Do you?
Sounds kind of bougie to me.
Probably is.
We're the bougie ones, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. I know how y'all are.
And it came with a glass cork. I've never seen a glass cork before in a whiskey bottle. Pretty fancy bottle.
Well, I think they were trying to reach out to that wine crowd, you know, with the rosé cask. Yeah. And
which it worked, because out of the 3 or 4 bottles that we had up there that we let Whitney choose from, I mean, she saw that and just beelined it for it.
It's because it had a pink label.
It's fine.
That's what it is.
She's over there making faces, but it's got a very sweet smell to it.
I'm not getting near as much wine out of this as I did the champagne.
Okay, that first sniff was a little rough, but now it smells pretty good.
It's getting kind of a generic sweetness off of it.
Mm-hmm. It smells sweet to me.
Not.
It's not near the wine finished that the
Evan.
That's what I was looking for it up there, so I'd remember.
Either the Oak and Eden or the that other one that we drink, like the whole bottle of.
Yeah.
Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden's, yeah. That one had a real stout wine smell to it.
But to be fair, those were both Cabernet, and I feel like a rosé is kind of a weak wine.
Well, that is true.
It's not very definitive.
Right.
I still just kind of get sweet whiskey off of it.
It's very smooth. I mean,
it's sending shivers up her spine, but...
I'm just going to confess, I'm not really a whiskey bourbon connoisseur, but.
It might help if you pour it over the ice.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
But it is very sweet, and I've got soda water, if you want to add some soda to it. It's very sweet. Very smooth.
There's something kind of bright about it.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it... I'm not picking up a lot of, well, like, individual flavors and notes off of that.
I'm not really getting much off of it either, other than sweet. But it's a nice sweet. I mean, it's a sweet I enjoy.
There's nothing wrong with it, but whenever you've got the Penelope label, you kind of expect a little more.
That is true. I mean, they've done very well with
this. They have not let me down yet, but this is the closest they have come to letting me down.
Oh, I still like it. I still like it. It's an easy drinker.
A little bit of floralness. Like a sweet floral kind of.
Yeah. Almost, not quite a vanilla, but almost a vanilla-y. I'm getting a little bit of that on the back of the tongue.
Perhaps.
Are you... You got anything?
I'm just
to
taking it all in. No, I like it. Yeah, it's a little sweet. Maybe a little florally. Am I wrong?
And that's kind of more coming off of like whenever you breathe in as you're taking a drink. I'm getting a little bit of a floral kind of more of a mouthfeel type deal than an actual flavor out of it.
I mean, I think it's pretty good. It does not need water.
No.
I can tell you that. I put just a little dash of soda water in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you say this was like, no, it's 94.
Yeah. I mean, it's not terribly low, but it's not horribly high. It's kind of middle of the run for us. Really, for what we usually do, it's a little low.
Probably a good speed for me.
Yeah. Compared to some of them up there, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Last week, you might have been in trouble.
I don't know if I want to know.
It was only 100 proof, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure, but it was a hot 100.
It was.
It was a good 100, but it was a hot 100. Didn't stop us from drinking the whole bottle, though.
I probably. Oh, was that the night before the shrimp boil?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I heard tales.
It's good, that. But yeah.
And it's no Dog Swinson's up there, which is our top rated one, but it's still like 118, something like that.
You need water in that one.
Yeah, they're hot.
Just a little bit of water.
I don't know. I kind of like this. The more I drink, the more I like.
Yeah. All right. So guest goes first. What do you want to rate that? 1 to 10.
I'm going to give it a 6.
A 6?
Same.
I'm going 7.
I'm not going to argue that.
I do. I think it's smooth. You're right. You're not getting a lot of flavor out of it, but it's an easy drinker.
So the reason I went with a 6 is I'm pretty sure I gave either the Architect or maybe that other bourbon or the Cask Strength Penelope like a 7. And I feel like that's probably a point below that.
Okay.
Still good. Still a good score.
Still above average.
But not quite to the Penelope standard that I have built up in my head.
The Penelope Bourbon Cooper Series explores the marriage of different cask finishes with our signature 4-grain straight bourbon whiskey. Sweet and savory on the palate, rosé cask finish offers notes of candied vanilla and strawberry sweetness from southern France.
You were right about the vanilla.
Yeah.
Did you read that ahead of time?
I did not.
Just trying to make us...
I just noticed that it was back there because I turned the label the wrong way earlier when I was reading the front of it and didn't see that. I just saw the government warning. So
gotcha. I do like those new bottles that they're doing now.
I do too.
The emboss.
No, I give the bottle the like etching. An 8 or 9. I like the bottle.
They're fancy bottles.
For just a bottle. I mean, they're making them look real nice and classy.
It's elegant. Simple. Simplicity in their design.
Apparently that's what you get when you buy bourbon out of New York.
I guess so.
Which you wouldn't think New York would be a good bourbon state, but these guys are killing it.
I didn't know it was from New York.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I think...
Which Doc Swinson's, isn't that like Oregon or something like that?
Probably.
Like, who thought that would be so good?
Not a typical bourbon region.
Okay, so
now
let's...
This is bottled in Bardstown, Kentucky. I thought I'd heard somewhere it was New York that they were at a... I guess I'm wrong about that.
I didn't argue with you. I just took your word at it.
I apologize.
That's what happens when I listen to you. Get in trouble.
Exactly.
But let's sip on these and let's have a little fun.
All right.
Do some talking.
Let's do it. Don't threaten me with a good time.
So do you want to tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
Where you're from, what you do, how you got here?
Absolutely. So I grew up in southeastern New Mexico. I went to college at New Mexico State. That's what Tyler was talking about earlier about Charlie Robinson probably not wanting to come down to the border, but I'm sure he played El Paso a few times. Seems like a lot of artists make their way through there at some point or another.
I mean, it is kind of a bigger city.
Yeah. Like, we would go there pretty often to see shows.
Because it's not, what, 45 minutes?
From maybe 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could cross the border back in the day.
Back,
I guess I valued my life, but my roommates would often go down to Juarez for Thirsty Thursday. So.
And these are the roommates that burned down your apartment?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Same ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it burned down your apartment.
Yeah. It was Christmas break and I got a call saying that our apartment was on fire. It had been on fire. But it was just a little smoke damage.
It's just a little fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a little smoke damage. Not a big deal.
No, just a little smoke damage. And so another funny thing is that my roommate had a snake, like a pet snake. Yeah.
I don't think I'd have that roommate.
Oh, I'd have found a new one.
Yeah.
Real quick.
So, but don't worry. The fire department saved the snake. Like, I was like, oh, yes, maybe at least the snake will be gone now. No. They were like, well, thank God we saved the snake. And I was like, oh, yeah, thank God, because I was extremely worried about the snake.
It's like, yeah, don't worry about my TV. You better save old Slithery over there.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, good times down at New Mexico State.
Okay, so after New Mexico State, what happened there?
So I did my undergrad in human nutrition and food science to become a registered dietitian. So part of that process is you have to do like supervised practice. So that's what brought me to Amarillo. Okay. I did my dietetic internship through Texas Tech and did all my supervised practice rotations in Amarillo. And I met Patrick's mom, actually. She was one of my preceptors at the clinic in Pampa. And she...
What's a preceptor?
She's like a supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was the manager at one of the sites that I rotated at. And she was like, well, my son lives in Amarillo and he's single. So if y'all need somebody to show you around town, just let me know. You know, when you're single and new to a place, everybody wants to set you up. And so I'm like, yeah, 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 whatever. So eventually, like, we did end up talking. And here I am in the panhandle. I was only planning to stay here like 9 months, but, you know, now 15 years later, I married a farmer and I'll be here for the rest of my life. So
welcome. Well, hopefully.
Welcome to the club.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the plan. God willing.
At least got you out of New Mexico, though.
I got here as fast as I could.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, it was good. So, yeah, I practice. My day job is a registered dietitian at a cancer center. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So what all does that entail?
My main job that I do is just to help patients maintain their nutrition status during treatment so that they can get their full prescribed treatment, whether that's chemo, radiation, surgery, to really try to improve their outcomes from treatment and help them maintain their best quality of life that they can have.
Okay. So are you working with them what they eat at home or while they're in the hospital?
At home, yeah. So it's an outpatient center, so they come for their appointments and then they go back home. And so we kind of come up with things that can help them at home that are easy and works with whatever problems they're having to work around those symptoms so that they can get enough calories and protein in their diet. And yeah,
I didn't know if you were working with like the hospital cafeteria saying, well, this patient needs this food or something like that. But this is a whole deal.
Yeah, we have a separate set of dietitians that do the hospital stuff. So, yeah.
Very good.
A little bit different than what y'all probably see on a daily basis.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a dietitian on here yet.
I'm trying to think. I think the only two people that have been on this podcast with anything above a bachelor's degree are you and Patrick.
No, I just have a bachelor's. I don't have my master's.
But you did postgraduate stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Is that right? Rex Brandon.
Well, he hadn't actually been on. He hadn't been up here yet.
Well, he was on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, he phoned it in.
That's what he was going to do if he was here, too.
So I guess my claim to fame is I'm the farmer's wife.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Honorary Pollock.
So it's kind of funny because, like, my heritage is German.
Oh.
You know, like, the Germans and the Polish people.
So y'all don't have a lot of, like,
historically
group family reunions or anything?
I'm fixing to say, is the family reunion pretty tense on both sides of this deal?
Well, luckily, there's not many family reunions anymore, but my grandma is from Germany. So my grandpa was in the Air Force, was stationed in Germany, met my grandma, and brought her back to the States.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, my dad was born in Germany. I think my aunt was born here in the States. But, yeah, so I'm a quarter German. That makes me.
There you go.
Yeah. And I married a Pollock.
Interesting.
Strange turn of events.
Which, for anybody that's not around here, I feel like I have to say this. Pollock is not used as a slur around here.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
a
much
good
as
point.
As a badge of honor.
It depends on who you're talking to, I think.
Well, I mean, it depends on the words before and after Pollock also. But, yeah.
No, very much.
I've had those HR calls. It's fine. Just wanted to specify.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you're
thank
married you for to one, so that. I know. Yeah.
We mean that with the most loving intent. The term
just as much prolonged respect as it could possibly hold.
Yeah,
she's married to him. I feel like if anybody can say it, it's no, she's right. Allowed to.
I was raised amongst the Polacks. It's fine.
Yeah. So anytime I give out like my business card to someone, they want to know like, are you related to the Warminskis and White Deer? And so I'm always like, well, which one do you know? Like, which Warminski do you know? Because it depends.
We've got a yes list and a no list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
different anyway. Clan entirely.
No, I don't know them.
Yeah.
Okay, so while we got you up here, it's almost harvest season.
It is.
Fixing to be putting fannies in cabs again.
Not a lot of physical activity.
No.
You got some. Mm-hmm. You got some good diet tips for those diet people tips. Sitting in the tractor. What to eat?
Either on best a planter, snacks. On a combine.
Yeah. So a good snack has protein and fiber. Okay. So protein, your high protein foods. Those are like your animal proteins, right?
Yeah.
Chicken, meat, fish, those kinds of things.
Lots of beef jerky.
Okay, so I knew you're going to bring up beef jerky. I might get kicked off for this, but or it might make me a little unpopular.
We're not going to kick you off. We're not.
Here's the deal. We're not that popular. Yeah. You'll be fine.
So no, I like beef jerky for sometimes. It's more of like a sometimes type of snack, or like if you're really in a bind. But technically, it's a processed meat, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So you really want to try to limit your processed meats. Because of the link to colorectal cancer. So I'm feeling kind of like a Debbie Downer here.
Oh, that's fine.
It's fine.
But
me and Royce just learned we're about to get rectal cancer. It's yeah. Fine.
So, well, this is something.
I mean, she ain't taking my big turkey away from me.
I know. I try to really be focusing on what you should eat, but really this is one of the few things that you should try to limit is how much processed meat.
So like a pound a week or?
No.
Like a freezer bag?
Like that's 12 ounces, often. I think.
Yeah, it's a little less than a pound.
So here's the other thing about processed meats. So not only is it beef jerky, but like sausage, bacon, deli meats.
She
like,
would not be happy with the lunch that I had today.
I know. Those are all processed meats. And they're all...
I understand why she didn't come to the Dirty Palage Memorial Cook-Off.
They're all really convenient, really popular, great sources of protein, but they're processed meats. So you just want to try to limit those.
So even the beef jerky that we get, freezer jerky, that doesn't have a whole lot of additives.
Well, it's still got all the nitrates and whatnot.
Oh, that's what's doing it.
Yeah.
See, I figured you were going to come down on that because of the salt level.
Well, it's anything that's preserved or processed by curing or smoking or salting or any other chemical additives. I know. That's what I'm saying. I might not be the most popular. That's why I brought you a gift. Like your peace offering, because I knew it would come up.
I'm going to go ahead and give you this champagne before I kick you right in the tank.
Yeah. I think she thought that you were going to die before you finished the champagne, so she was going to get to take it back home.
That's why I drink some too. No, I'm just kidding. But, so I have tried, y'all are going to think this is hilarious too, but chicken jerky. Have you ever tried chicken jerky?
I have. They made it some.
It's like not so bad. They
still sell some at Clinton's?
I don't know. I
didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Something weird about the texture.
So it's just a little lower in saturated fat than beef jerky. Okay. So I don't know. I think it's a good
option.
So
before we got you off on your tangent about how we're all going to die because of our favorite food.
Okay. You have to understand the area that I work in. So I'm helping people with cancer prevention, cancer risk. Yeah. So.
No,
so
nobody's
trying. Okay. Let's try and prevent.
It probably seems like we're coming at you a little hot, but that's just how we
are. Hey, I can take the heat.
So what would be your example of a high fiber, high protein snack?
So trail mix, like you could put your own trail mixes together, any combination of nuts or dried fruit or even some dark chocolate, like that's really easy, convenient to put together, right? Walnuts especially are high in omega-3 fatty acids, so anti-inflammatory properties.
Okay, what about pecans?
Yeah, those are great too. Try to get in the more variety, the better in terms of your nutrient profile. So in the episode that I listened to, this morning. You were talking about cottage cheese.
Yeah.
So that's a great snack,
I like
too.
Cottage cheese, but it's not really handy for the tractor.
The combine anymore.
The combine, you could. You got a fridge.
We got a fridge now.
Well, take your little lunchbox that's insulated.
I like my cottage cheese real cold. But like you said, the combine's got a refrigerator, so that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I may start taking cottage cheese.
Well, and here's the other thing.
And it's still cantaloupe season, so you can cut up some cantaloupe, mix it up in a tub of cottage cheese, and you got snacks for days.
Yeah, so that's a great snack. Protein, and then you get your fiber from the fruit, whatever kind of fruit. Or even vegetables, like people like to mix vegetables.
Yeah.
And their cottage cheese, too. You're making a strange face, Tyler.
I was just trying to think of what vegetable I would like mixed with cottage cheese.
Tomatoes?
So, yeah, I have a friend that likes to put
tomatoes,
like,
might work.
Tomatoes, bell peppers, like salt and pepper, like make it more of a savory.
Because occasionally I will mix the Young Guns really spicy salsa with a little cottage cheese.
Okay, I've done that too.
I bet that would be pretty good.
It makes a handy snack, especially if you're out of chips, but you still got salsa left.
Yeah, I like to do that and eat it with like pop chips. Have y'all had popcorners before?
Yeah.
They're like a corn.
My wife
chip.
Buys those.
They're pretty good.
I like those too with cottage cheese, and I'll mix some salsa in too. Or yogurt and fruit. Again, probably not convenient if you don't have an insulated lunchbox or something like that. But yogurt and fruit would be a good option too. You get your protein and then your good bacteria in the yogurt, and then fiber from the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
How about hummus?
Oh, like hummus is good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of particular about my hummus because they're getting to where they get real fancy with hummus about what they put into it.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't that great. But I did see an ad last night for Boar's Head was coming out with a new, like, zesty lemon hummus or something
that.
I thought that sounded great.
Their roasted red pepper one is really good.
I like that. And there's like a spicy red pepper that I like too.
I like the black pepper Boar's Head.
I hadn't seen that one yet.
It's like black pepper and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Very good.
Maybe I have had that one with the garlic, but Boar's Head makes good hummus.
They do.
Boy, it's high dollar.
You get that and some pita chips, and man, that is a good snack.
Yeah, pita chips, whole grain crackers. You could do some vegetables with that too, but you kind of have to plan ahead, and that's really the key to be successful and not eat maybe the more junky kind of snacks. Is you have to kind of plan ahead and set yourself up for success, and not junk food.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So what about for like a main deal that you can put in a lunchbox for lunch?
So for a lunchbox, I love a wrap. There's a brand of products called Joseph's, and they make these wraps and pitas that are whole grain, but they have a good amount of fiber and protein. I get them at Walmart, United, wherever. It's pretty easy to find them. And you can use like leftover protein from the night before a dinner, or like chicken salad or tuna salad or something like that, and put it in your wrap. You could put hummus in your wrap. But I think wraps are really versatile lunchbox option.
I like that.
Yeah.
I normally go with a sandwich, but you're not going to like what I put on my sandwich.
Yeah, so. No.
Yeah.
Where it all kind of goes downhill.
She's not going to like what's going in my wrap, probably.
But even peanut butter. Like, you can make a peanut butter sandwich, and that's not a processed meat. You
Unless
know?
You're sending it to White Deer Elementary.
What about the jelly?
You can get all fruit jellies that are not as high in added sugar, or even just cutting up some whole fruit and putting that. It sounds a little weird, but that works great on a wrap, too, because it's a little more substantial. Like, you can... hold it together.
See, I don't really use honey with my peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell me that's bad too?
No, I mean, it's just an added
like just
sweetener.
Just a little bit.
Which is fine. So it just depends on if you're trying to limit your added sugars or not.
I mean,
so.
That was a very disappointed.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, okay.
Well, because people tell me, I use honey because it's really healthy and it's nutritious. I'm like, okay, well, how much honey do you use? Well, it's like a quarter cup at a time. So
obviously, you're using that much.
That is way too much honey for anything.
Have you seen my wife make coffee?
No, I haven't.
That is
See, that's
without
what I'm
a doubt. And I started buying her the cheap honey because I'm like, no, we can't afford expensive stuff. Well, I might buy some good honey from the people there in town or something, but that goes like in the back of the cabinet.
Hide it. Yeah, I get that.
Because I can make a pound bottle of honey last for like a year.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's like 2 weeks with her and Hurricane.
We don't use that much honey at our house.
Mm-mm. I really only put it with peanut butter.
I sweeten my tea with it sometimes.
Oh, that's
like
fair.
Hot tea.
In the wintertime, I'll probably go through more.
Mm-hmm.
Like a spoonful, something like that.
And if I want to add a little something to, like the Missouri Boat Ride coffee, a little sweet to it.
You got to.
I use a little honey for that. But that's, other than that, when I'm glazing ribs, I don't use a lot of honey.
So apples are coming into season right now. Apples would be a great snack option for the combine, for the tractor, or whatever. Depending on what all you have going on, you could cut it up. You could eat it whole. You could put some peanut butter or any kind of nut butter on there for some protein.
Is there a specific nut butter that's better than the others? Because, you know, you look at the peanut butter section, there's like almond butter, pecan butter, sunflower butter, peanut butter.
Right. So they all have about the same nutrient profile in terms of like the fat content and the protein. But when you look at walnuts compared to some of the other nuts, they do have more poly and monounsaturated fatty acids. So more omega-3s, like I mentioned earlier, more anti-inflammatory properties. But they're all beneficial. So I wouldn't say that one is head and shoulders better than any other one. Yeah.
Okay.
And you do want to try to get the more natural ones. This might make me a little unpopular too. But if you see that oil separation, that's really what you want because that tells you they're not adding a lot of other ingredients to it to keep it all stable. You want that natural separation between.
My only problem there is that the ones that you're mentioning always have the all natural organic label on them. And it really kind of aggravates me because I don't know if you know this about me. I'm kind of anti-organic.
I did not know that about you.
Really? You didn't guess just by my job?
Well, like what I do for a living? I don't want to put you in that category. I don't know. But Smucker's is the brand that we eat and it's not organic.
Oh, okay.
But it's natural. And you can just keep it in the refrigerator and that keeps it all from settling out. Right. But not had it before, it tastes a little bit different because it doesn't have added sweetener to it. So just know that there might be
those are the ones you need to put some honey with.
You would probably put some honey with it. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, talking about the anti non-GMO and organic stuff. I was so happy when Simply, like the orange juice and lemonades and all they quit advertising non-GMO because I felt better about buying it. Cause that was my one guilty thing. I was like, I will buy this even though it says no GMOs because it is just really good. Like it's a good. Really good orange juice, but I was always disappointed in myself.
It's very disappointing. And it's really hard for consumers to navigate too because if you don't have any kind of agriculture background, like you really don't understand. And so I get questions all the time about people. Well, what is a GMO? Is a GMO going to cause me cancer? Is organic better? I get that question all the time. So understand your frustration with that.
And then you see things that like orange juice, that there are no
there's GMO, no GMO oranges. Yeah.
You know, of and course people it's don't non-GMO. Know that. I know. Yeah. And they're just, I feel like they're taking advantage.
Right.
And that's what I don't like about it.
Gluten-free is another one of those labels that get tagged on stuff.
Tagged on a lot of stuff that doesn't need it. Like
corn oranges. Checks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, corn checks. There's no gluten in corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of that.
That I can see.
Yeah. Is the manufacturing processes.
But green chilies.
Yeah.
The cans of green chilies are also labeled as.
But we also learned the other day that black pepper has gluten in it. If you buy ground black pepper.
Really?
There's a guy in town. His son is like very gluten sensitive, whatever it does to him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He says if he buys ground pepper, it doesn't matter the brand. There's something about in the drying process or something like that. It gets mixed with wheat at some point.
Wow.
And so there's gluten in ground pepper. But if you buy the whole black pepper and grind it yourself, no problem.
Huh. I did not know that. See, I'm being educated as well.
There you go.
I just learned that the other day. Might be wrong. You probably know who I got the information from. So
I think so.
Let's take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, if you're having weird gluten reactions, maybe look at your
herbs and spices. Look at your pepper. That's sound advice. But people tend to think that gluten-free is going to make something healthier, and that's just really not the case. Like a gluten-free cookie is still a cookie, you know?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes
it doesn't have the gluten on it. I mean, I saw that episode of South Park. I know we're not supposed to be eating gluten.
I don't watch South
You don't want
to
watch it.
No, I don't think so. But anyway.
I feel like you're not going to sit around and sip your champagne and watch that episode.
So what you're saying, as long as you don't have celiacs or a gluten allergy, you're fine to eat gluten.
Right. Yes.
I'm glad we got a dietitian on here.
And gluten, just to clarify, is wheat, barley, and rye. Mm-hmm. And yes, my husband's a wheat farmer, and he wears his I Heart Gluten shirt every wheat harvest. But wheat is a nutritious grain, it's a good whole grain option. And so you don't have to be gluten-free to be healthy, or you don't have to avoid gluten at all costs to live a healthy lifestyle.
Wheat is Hurricane's favorite combine snack.
Wheat.
Wheat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can eat it. You can make it into gum.
Yeah.
It's versatile.
I mean, yeah, very versatile.
And I like it whenever she eats it too, because she's always trying to turn it into gum.
And so it keeps her occupied. And not no eating your
more
lunch.
Questions. She normally doesn't get into the wheat until my lunch is gone. But
I need to try that with Hannah, because she has a lot of questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you just give them a handful of fresh wheat out of the bin, and you say, hey, chew on this long enough, it'll turn into gum. They all get
that.
Excited.
Yeah, I need to try that.
You just got to make sure they're not losing a lot of teeth, because the snaggle tooth that really slows down that process.
Oh, yes.
You get a lot mm-hmm. of frustration.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Hannah hasn't lost any teeth yet, so
okay,
she can try it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any other tips, things to avoid?
Besides the processed meat, that's really my biggest thing, is trying to limit that as much as possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Trying to eat more plant-based foods, which also I feel like has a connotation somewhat if you're in agriculture. But plant-based foods are a rich source of phytonutrients.
But isn't beef a plant-based food? I mean, it eats a plant.
Okay, yes, but the technical definition, no. But
so
I
if
see
you
where
go
you're
back,
going with this.
You will see where we did a taste test on vegan beef jerky.
Okay, that's, again, not something I recommend, but okay, go ahead.
Even the vegan beef jerky's out.
Well, I think that's another misnomer. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. Going. But, a lot of the plant-based meats, people think, oh, well, I'm going to eat less red meat. I'm going to go for the plant-based meats. Well, those are really highly processed foods.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
Even more highly processed
than meat. That's what we talked about whenever we tried
yeah,
it.
And so we encourage people to limit your intake of your highly processed foods, and that meets the definition. Like, there's so many added ingredients. So, unless you're vegan or vegetarian or have a certain, dietary need, it's not something that I encourage over regular red meat.
So what you're saying is, instead of a Beyond Burger, you should just grill yourself a portobello, put it on a bun with your lettuce and your tomato, and move from there.
That would be great. Or eat meat.
I like that too.
Or chicken.
Yeah.
Or turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat beef.
In limited amounts. Okay. Sorry.
Just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I just couldn't help it. All right.
I think we're going to make that eat meat a button.
Just eat meat. Make her, quote, just eat meat.
I mean, I said it.
You did say it.
I did say it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get away from this eating business, because you were all sad whenever we said that's what we wanted you to talk about. And you wanted to have fun and talk about it. Whenever you married Patrick, he wasn't a straight farmer, correct?
Correct.
He had a real job.
He was...
Oh, real? Thanks, bud. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he worked for AgriLife, for Extension. He was an ag economist and did...
Which he had to. I mean, that's like a rite of passage for the Warminskis. You got to go to work for Extension.
You got to work for Extension, yeah. And so I did not grow up with an ag background at all. Like, I grew up in southeastern New Mexico. There's a lot of agriculture there, but that just wasn't something that I was really exposed to. And so I met Patrick, and that was really my first personal relationship with someone so heavily involved in farming and agriculture. And so we met, we dated, we decided to get married. He worked for AgriLife in the office, did all his own stuff, and then we got married, and then he quit his job. Right. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, I'm going to go back to farming now that you have insurance. I can be on your insurance now that we're married. And so we kind of joke that he married me for my health insurance. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal.
My wife is downstairs working for our health insurance currently.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going for the paycheck too, though.
I mean, I'm not turning it down.
Why do y'all think I still work in town? I mean, no.
I mean, I'm not an economist. I need the help.
So, yeah.
So, my question that I was getting to.
Oh, that wasn't the question? all right.
I mean, okay. I was just trying to clarify for our listeners at home. But so, my question was, how much of a culture shock has it been going from you not being in agriculture to dating Patrick, you know, who was very involved in agriculture, but not like that his sole dependence, to now y'all live on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Like how at wild
first it was so hard at first when we were married and dating. Cause I mean, I just didn't get it. I didn't get the deadlines that you're working with when you're farming and ranching. Like I didn't understand like why you have to be in the field at a certain time and get everything done within a certain time. Like I didn't understand why you can't go to this event or do whatever that's really important to me. It's like
you can cut wheat Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
The weekends are mine.
Like I just didn't understand that. So that was a really hard transition for me. But obviously I do now. We've been married for 13 years. And we moved to the country 2 years ago. And I love it here. Like I still work in town. I drive back and forth. But I think it's a great change for us.
Yeah.
So really enjoy the more rural life.
So the move wasn't that big of a shock to you?
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Which I could kind of see that because you still go to town
Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, like I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you moved from Dallas to White Deer and you never leave White Deer,
right?
Unless you go to town to get groceries.
Well, and the nice part is town's 45 minutes away.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So that part hasn't been hard, but it was really hard in the first few years that we were together because I just didn't understand. Like, it's a completely different culture and lifestyle that I hadn't been exposed to.
Well, did you have any preparation for what it was when he was working in extension? Like, did he come back and help his dad any at all, or was he just solely extension? And
no, he would come back and help his dad. Okay.
I couldn't remember if he did or not. Or if he was did, just
for sure.
That was on his schedule.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean,
well, and like we were just dating, and so he was trying to like impress me and be around and stuff and trick me and thinking that farming's not so bad. Like,
yeah, you took that ring. We're good.
Yeah.
I can do this on the side right now. It's fine.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, but no, I just think once you have farming, ranching, this lifestyle in your blood, like you're not getting away from it.
That's fair.
I would agree.
And it's good. I mean, it's all good. It's hard. And I think that we need to do a better job of educating the public about farming, just like the consumer questions that we talked about before. But I think it's important. It's important work that we all do up here.
I concur.
I would agree.
But I thought that was an interesting perspective that we haven't had on the show, because basically everybody that's been on here is 100% involved in agriculture.
We had one that wasn't.
McKenzie. Oh, yeah. I forgot about your cousin. But, like, she grew up farm adjacent.
A little bit, yeah.
For a short period of time.
She'd had some exposure.
But, I mean, like, even compared to my wife or your wife, like, they both kind of understood a little bit. Your wife, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
My wife, to a certain extent, about, like, the timing issues that you were talking about. And so I was just curious how big a culture shock that was.
Yeah, it was big. That was hard.
It takes a little bit to get that one figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mother-in-law gave me some sage advice when we were first starting out. She was like, be really careful what you learn to do on the farm. Because if you learn how to do something, you're really good at it, it will become your job. So I've always taken that into careful consideration.
That is very good advice.
Like, I could drive the tractor to save my life, but I can't drive the grain cart. No.
Well, we can teach you that.
No, yeah. I'm good.
So I saw a quote on Facebook the other day. There was in one of the groups I'm on. It was asking, well, what do you do to make your farm more successful? And one of the responses was, marry a wife with a town job.
Exactly.
And underneath that was, and who has time to help with chores. I feel like that's where your mother-in-law's advice came
in. Yes, yes. Very, very good advice. But on the other hand, my sister, I've met your sister before. But she's an ag teacher.
Really?
Yeah. And so, granted, we were raised in separate household. Like, she's my half-sister.
Oh, okay.
But she is very heavily involved in their farm ranch operation and does a lot of things that I just never was exposed to growing up. So it's just funny, the difference in our personalities.
I could see that.
Well, then that's like my wife. She has a town job, as you would say, which is still in ag. And when she had her previous job, she helped a lot more because she had a lot more time. But now that she's taken the new role, she doesn't help quite as much. But she still likes to get out and help with the livestock side of things. I don't get her on a tractor near as much as I used to.
See, I take all those memes about working cattle with your spouse in a whole different direction. And that's like whenever we go work with our cows. I tell mm-hmm. my, you know, Haley's always like, well, I want to go. I'm like, you're good. You stay here.
I feel like that's what Patrick does to me.
I feel like no, we have enough rocks fine. to yeah. navigate in the yeah. river of our marriage that I don't need to add me yelling at her because she won't listen. Like, that's just not going to end well.
Well, I'm just so afraid I'm going to mess something up. Like, I don't want to tear some those piece are the of equipment. Ones you want. Yeah. And so it I'm is. Just like.
You know, there might be 8 feet between the plow and the fence, but you didn't hit the fence. Yeah. And that's a win.
Yeah. I don't want to get yelled at. I don't want to tear anything up. And I want to be able to, like, do it perfectly. So I just don't do it at all.
Well, you know how you get point. To do it perfectly, right?
Practice.
No.
It's called practice.
Yeah. No, you just say, oh, I don't know how to do that. Mm-mm.
You know, maybe you try out the farmer simulator for a little bit. Get it down. And then you can go out there and try it. You can tell Patrick, you just move over. I got this. I've been farming be on Farm Simulator.
That's what would be better is you go home, you buy yourself a PS5 or whatever you want to buy. He comes home and you're like, I've done 4 crops on 4,000 acres in the time you went out and planted that one field. Like, what are you doing out there?
But I don't know if you know this about Patrick, but he's real picky.
I've noticed.
I don't think I would do an acceptable job.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to practice, you can come help on my farm.
No, I don't really want to. Why do you think I still work in town? You know?
I'm not that picky. As long as it gets done, it's a lot of times it's good enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
I'm just gonna keep my job in town for now.
I don't blame you.
So Patrick commuted for 11 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah. So
I mean, he plumb wore out 1 or 2 Honda Accords.
Yeah, that one's still running, but
is it the original one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I thought he had 2. Oh, he had that Honda pickup.
Yeah, he had the Honda pickup, and then he drove that little silver Honda Accord.
Yeah, Steven's car.
Steven's car, the 06 Honda. Yeah.
Just can't let it die.
Diesel hit $3. Steven found himself a new ride.
He we were talking about over. That the other yeah. night.
But you know what? Patrick was driving it the other day, too.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
Still comes got some by life, it, honestly. Okay? Still got
I mean,
some
I wasn't saying they should take it out behind the barn and shoot it, but...
Well, notice who's not driving it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cheaper going to Amarillo every day.
Well, I have that other little car I drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's got standards, though.
Here's the deal. You drive it once, they're going to expect it every day. It's just like the tractor situation.
That's true.
So have you got a few minutes? You need to get out of here? No, you said you had to pick up the kids. Well, no, because they get out at
3:50. Let me see where Patrick is.
Do we want to take bets on this? Or like I said, Haley can pick her up. We all know they'd be happy. Every day this week, Hurricane has met me with a different friend saying, hey, we want to have a play date.
Appears he's at, okay, guess. Guess where he's at.
Hummers.
Mm-mm, not Hummers. What was your guess?
I said Amarillo.
Oh, he is in Amarillo, yes.
Okay, so I'll get more specific.
Pondicetta.
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
That's it.
Hey, text him and tell him to bring us some pyrite.
Can you bring
we'll
us some
just
beer?
Just swap out Warminski's.
So, what do I need to leave by 3?
So, it normally takes me 12 minutes, but I go through the country and it's muddy, so it'll take you 20 minutes?
15. I think it's 15 to 20,
yeah. Okay. So, we've got at least a little bit of time left.
Okay. Unless y'all are done.
I mean, you could finish the bourbon, have a glass of champagne.
I think I got it watered down
enough. You could just have
enough.
A glass of champagne. We offer water.
Or just go ahead and keep drinking. And
no, it's drinkable
make
now.
Haley do, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead and keep drinking. Make Haley do your dirty work.
No, as long as I leave by, what, 3:20? I'll be good.
See, but the problem is you're going to show up and then my wife's going to be like, well, where were you?
We're still out here talking about cattle like we usually do.
That's fair.
Like, that's your problem. I'm not getting involved in that.
So way to be a pal.
Yeah. That's friendship.
Hey, right? I'm not here to be your friend.
Obviously. Oh. She won't let us eat beef jerky anymore.
That's a pretty hardcore y'all line. Were gonna
so what love is that. What is Patrick? Did Patrick pack Kathy lunches, snacks? Let's get into the mind of Patrick a little bit here.
Like he's like the king of is the he really? Snacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Him and Chad. I don't know if you know Chad, I know his Chad. Cousin. They're like the snack masters.
Chad's the rainmaker.
Really?
Yeah. If Chad comes to help with harvest, it will rain. Like it will rain.
Just
so.
Like building a barn out here.
No, I'm talking like for years. He'll call Chad. Chad will take off work and been planning on being up here for a week. Rains.
Yeah, it'll rain.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if rain. It works for like plowing season or if it's just during harvest. Because like, that's the deal. You don't really want the rains while you're trying to cut wheat. I mean, like you'll take them, but.
But if Chad comes, it will rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was going to say, do we need to pitch in and like buy Chad some more vacation time? Or?
Hey, Chad, why don't you just quit that job? Move back north.
So anyway, they all pack a lunchbox full of snacks. Yes.
But healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. And I'm just not really a great farmer's wife. Like, I don't make Patrick's lunch and do all the things that
some we gotta take care of the kids.
Wives do. So he's kind of mistreated in that aspect.
Is he now?
Well, I understand my wife doesn't do that for me anymore either.
Well, I feel like I'm in good company. Like, we're not traditional farm wives. But
you know, right after me and Caitlin got married, she did do that for me because her job wasn't as demanding. It paid her as much, but it wasn't as demanding. And she liked to get out of the house and she's like, I'll bring you your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, if I'm going to eat, better take it myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I get where you're coming from.
But I do feel bad sometimes. Like, I would like to be able to do that. Well, and this year.
You might be in trouble when you get home.
I might. Why?
Well, he's sending me pictures of his beer, so I sent him a picture of you drinking whiskey, and then I sent him a picture of the whiskey, and he's like, she's drinking whiskey? So I don't know if trouble's the right word, but.
Do I look like I ever get in trouble?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
So no. We talked about going and buying some Jefferson Ocean to really twist that knife a little deeper in Patrick's back.
That he would have been really jealous.
That the one time that he came on, he drank beer,
mm-hmm.
and then we get his wife on. And not only do we drink whiskey, drink one of his favorite whiskeys. Favorites,
yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been a burn.
You know what? That was his fault, though, because he chose to show up on the day that we'd been in Amarillo drinking beer all day.
That is true.
Like, we couldn't very well switch to whiskey to record a podcast.
Been a little dicey at that point.
So y'all tried the Park Road 5, and that's one of my favorites.
That's a very
good beer. That is a good beer.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, for sure.
I like it and the Curveball. They're kind of on the same plane for me.
Most of the pyrites are really good.
I've had one pyrite, like the fourth one. It was still good. But it had a little different funk to it that I didn't care for.
The other one I like from Pondicet is the Sunrise.
Oh, Amber? The Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's good.
I really like that too.
Have you tried the Volks beer?
I think I have, but it's been a while.
You
should get
him to bring you some back because it is very, I drank one of those yesterday at 575. It was so good.
Or the Martin and Martin.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one, especially come March. Yeah. You're getting close to
they turn it out there at St. Patty's.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's an Irish dry stout.
Guinness, yeah, it's a good one.
I would like that, I think.
It's good. Mm-hmm. And everybody I know from New Mexico is a big Irish Car Bomb fan, and I bet it's just going to be better with Martin and Martin.
I'm not.
You're not a big Car Bomb fan, huh?
Mm-mm. No, sorry.
Fun fact, I learned the other day that we should quit calling them Irish Car Bombs because it's insensitive to the Irish people.
Well, it is, you fuck. But other than that, I mean,
you're not
why,
that Irish.
Why is it insensitive?
Apparently, it's stereotypical of Irish people.
Because we don't all set car bombs.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Like, we're not talking about these wannabe Irish over here in Texas. We're talking about, like, the people in Ireland.
No,
it's real Irish.
It took me a minute, but I got it. But, I don't know.
But you forget at one point, Ireland was a dangerous place to live.
Yeah, you didn't want
to
go there.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, no, I read the whole article, and the guy just kept saying about how it was so insensitive. But he didn't have a name suggestion.
Well, that's because you can get offended at everything.
How are you going to beat Car Bomb, though?
I know.
Like, just, I mean, call, we kind of did with the Killarney bomb.
But that's because that was, we upped a whole different notch. Beast.
Just call it a car bomb.
Oh, I think that's the problem.
Oh, but you could, I don't know. We could be, Irish part,
we
out.
Could be so much more offensive to so many other cultures. Because oh, yeah. The Irish aren't the only ones with car bombs.
Yeah, that's true. It's a real or problem. Or beers. It's a real problem internationally.
Yeah. That's much in white deer. That's what I like about white deer.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last car bomb we had.
I hadn't seen a car blow up. No, in a
not, not a real problem.
Well, I have seen one. I was in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was a problematic event. But we all got past it.
Well, that's
you know what is a real problem in Amarillo, though?
What's that?
People getting their, what is that part that they cut off cars?
Catalytic converter?
Yes.
I think it's a big problem everywhere.
Yeah. Like, not in so the much parking lot at work, we had people.
Well, that was Patrick's buddy. What's his name?
That was cutting them off?
Still an extension? Andy was telling that every one of the extension vehicles that was parked at the extension office one weekend lost their catalytic converter.
Well, they, his office is close to mine.
Yeah,
so.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least you're not parking it there overnight.
No,
I mean,
no,
at least it was like, you know, they showed up one Monday morning. There wasn't a catalytic converter left on the lot.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So we had somebody come in and he was like, we got somebody out there cutting off our Cadillac converters. So that made me feel a little bit better about myself that I just can't remember the name, but at least I'm not calling it a Cadillac converter.
I mean, they were close.
Yeah.
They were close, but.
Yeah.
So are you one of those grammar Nazis that you just, when you see something on Facebook, you're like, they didn't put the period in the right spot, or they pronounced something wrong, or.
Are you predicting that about me?
I'm just curious.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Yes. I'm the grammar police.
That's fine. I mean, I'm married to one, too.
To be fair, that aggravates it me. Aggravates, I just the won't hell say anything me. About yeah. it. Like, we have it, a but. Mutual friend that you've probably met that I have almost unfriended that bastard because he cannot type a sentence to save his life. He can't spell. He can't punctuate.
It's sad.
It aggravates and I've sent me. You posts.
And I'm like, I'm not... I'm not good at spelling or punctuation, so I don't post a lot because I judge a lot of people on the different groups I'm in because I read their posts. I'm like, well, that is not the right way to spell that.
Yeah, and it's that embarrassing.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
the problem like with my, like the spelling aggravates me a lot because I'm a really good speller, and it's not that hard, people.
You've got spell check.
It's not like you have to misspell a word several times before your phone just accepts that and lets it go.
Mm-hmm. Mine won't accept any of them. But sometimes I'm so far off, I have to go back and spell it a few different ways.
The just grammar to figure it deal, out. Yeah. It seems like there is probably a 20-year period to where I won't agree with somebody in this generation, they won't agree here, and then none of us agree with the top third. I feel like there's been a little bit of change in the punctuation rules and whatnot.
I think so.
For example, like the two spaces after a period.
Yes.
Your wife
new.
Gets so mad, but that's how I start to do it. So I just, and on top of that, if I'm typing on my phone, I hit spacebar twice, say, period pops up.
I still do two spaces.
Or half the time, if you put a period, it does it for you.
Yeah.
It does the space for you.
See, but I haven't gone through that because I'm too lazy to hit this button and then hit the period button. I just hit spacebar twice. And
See, I didn't know to do that because I just hit period and then keep typing.
An iPhone, if you hit the spacebar twice, you'll get a period. Huh. And I've had so many people gripe about and apostrophes. I am scared to death of using apostrophe. Like, me and contractions are almost 100% out.
You know what? What aggravates me is the run-ons. When they use absolutely, that is...
No punctuation.
No punctuation. That is my...
Punctuation like, just, matters.
If it you does. Don't want to use a comma, I will give you a slide on that. Throw a period in there every now and then.
Exactly. Break up what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it matters. No, but, like, people will send me things to edit and proofread because I'm just that person.
Yeah. Well, that's so my wife gets picked for that. Like, dad wants to send a letter to landlord. My wife gets to type it out for him. He'll write out what he wants to say and then he has Caitlin type it up and then he signs it.
Yeah, that's a familiar story. Except I'm like, no, you don't want to say that. Let me tell you what you
Yeah, usually that's what she say. Does. She just goes ahead and takes takes liberty with it and says, here, Terry, this is what you're wanting.
Yeah, this is a little better way of saying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're in good company.
Okay, good.
I like to think. I mean, I married one, so it's
okay, right. Good.
I'm also not a big fan of made-up words.
I don't know. Made up words can be fun.
Sometimes, but like advocate, not a fan.
Oh, yeah. Like the new buzzword kind of things.
Yeah, like you're trying to be cutesy with made up words.
Yeah.
Like I understand what you're trying to say and understand that like advocation might be important.
Mm-hmm.
But let's spell it out.
Yeah.
I agree. I think my sister in ag education deals with that a lot. I don't have as much exposure, but sometimes she'll say a word and I just don't really know what that means.
I don't understand how your sister is still a teacher.
It's hard.
I
mean,
I tried that. It sucked.
Yeah. Where does she teach?
For Lubbock ISD.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably worse than where I was.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
I know it's not as high paid as I was.
They just built the new AgriSTEM center.
I saw something about that.
Yeah, so they've kind of consolidated all to the new center. And she teaches like 3 90-minute blocks. So I think they're trying to make it more college like. I don't know. I'm not in education.
I think there's a lot of people trying to move to that deal, which honestly, I think that the thing that people should be going to is the year-round school, like your cousin did. Because they did, remember how it broke up, but like you do a 6 weeks and you get like a 2 week vacation or something like that. And then you get like a couple weeks off for Christmas and it was just more constant.
Yeah.
Throughout the year. It seemed
like a better deal.
Which, you know, like from the student that's going to get, you know, 2.5 whole months off. Yeah. I mean, that sounds awesome. But 2 weeks every 6 weeks, I think that'd be a pretty sweet deal.
It seems like it.
I mean, there's pros and cons like there is to anything else.
I mean, it would be hard for like your kids in high school whenever Patrick needs them to go, you know, run a combine, drive a tractor.
Oh yeah,
stuff
my
like
kids
that.
Are really going to do that.
Oh, Brooklyn's going to love it.
She is.
But you know, other than that, I see very little downfall to that. And well, it's easier like, for childcare and stuff like that for parents that work.
Is it? I feel like it would be harder.
Would it be?
Because you have to find somebody for that 2 week block.
Just shorter stints of time
is 2 weeks. More I mean, like, what they're more frequent, like yeah. Royce is saying.
That's true. Well, it's like the 4 day school week.
You know, I'm not we a discussed fan of that. That.
So I think that would be beneficial for some and really hard for others. So yeah. I think it's just depends on the person.
I don't even like last year, you know, it's like every other Monday, White Deer had school off, and I didn't get it because there was no rhyme or reason to it. They just, it's like, oh, hey, we're not having school today. It's like, well, why not? Like, I got things to do. I don't have time to sit home with my kid. Because
we're hitting our quota of minutes already, bud.
Yeah.
Let's let out another 30 minutes early every day and go the rest of those days.
It was like the end of the 6 weeks or some occasion like that. I don't know. I cannot pretend to fully understand how they do things at the school. So just let me know when the school starts, when it ends, what days are off, and then we'll just go from there.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And you could even take them at their word on that this year because they were supposed to get out at 3:40 and they don't get out till 3:50.
Right. Yeah. That was a situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't get as worked up about it as other people did, but apparently they spent a considerable chunk of time at the school board meeting talking about that.
You know, I'd believe it.
Over 10 minutes.
How'd you like to be that other town over there that went to... They consolidated all their schools.
And they were losing kids.
They lost kids because the bus routes were new.
Oh.
Yeah, because they went from each school was 5 grades to each school was 2 grades.
Oh, wow.
And so you dropped off at your neighborhood school, and then they got bused to whichever specific elementary that they needed to go to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then bused there was back kids to that school.
To be picked up.
To be picked up.
Wow.
But there was kids that like didn't get home, didn't get back to their school till like 6:30. There was kids that never made it back to the right school.
Because like got that on first wrong day buses.
was
pretty tough, apparently. Yeah.
And admittedly, those parents should have been mad because I would have been so mad.
I would not have been happy.
If at, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, nobody can tell me where Hurricane is. Oh, we're knocking on some doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be pretty unhinged.
We're tracking down some buses is what we're doing.
It's like, look, I can track every delivery vehicle and every double cone I've got. Don't think for a second we can't find that school bus.
Yeah. No, I agree. That would be...
Would it especially be good? Like first and second graders, you know how they are. They're going to be talking to their friend, and they're going to get on the wrong bus.
They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea. No idea. No idea.
You got to have a caretaker for those kids.
Yeah.
An AirTag.
That was discussed.
In the
Facebook group.
Not a bad AirTag idea.
Kids. It's like, well, is the school going to pay for that? Or?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we probably ought to let her get out of here.
That sounds fair. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
We had a really good time.
It was fun.
We'll definitely have you on again.
You will?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My beef jerky comment didn't...
It's fine.
No, it's
do
fine.
Do me in.
Clinton okay. Sons isn't a sponsor.
I started to ask, like, is our local jerky provider?
No, we just get Hadley on here and Hadley's, make fun of him.
Hadley's just
can.
A recurring guest that has a tendency to not show up, so it's fine.
Okay. Well, see.
He's next time we'll get anyway. You and Patrick both come up here.
Oh, no, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm clearly the more fun one. So
obviously. We've known that for years.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Yeah. Nobody's surprised by that.
Which I'm just finding that out. But it's fine. Welcome. I would agree with it.
Join the club, the fun club.
So before we do get off, so we've got two things we've got to do before we leave here.
Okay.
First off, I want you to tell me, is Tech gonna win this week?
Who are they
I mean,
playing?
They got beat by Wyoming, they got beat by Oregon. I don't know who they lost. Or they're going to lose to this weekend, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a loss.
Tarleton State. I can't.
Oh,
say
they're
that.
Losing.
But we're going. No, we're going to the game. So.
Oh.
They got beat by Wyoming.
Patrick is going to be such.
He
a
doesn't want to go. Like he does not want to go.
Him. I don't blame him.
It's the Ag Appreciation Game. So I feel like, you know, that's appropriate.
It's because they're playing an Ag school, and the Ag school is going to beat the pants off of them.
Have you seen him cry?
Like maybe once.
You're probably going to add number two.
No, he'll just like be like, I'll meet y'all in the car. Like he'll just take off.
I don't know. I think you get beat by a newly minted D1 school because they've been D2 for a long time.
Oh, and they moved up.
Like
they
whenever I was in college, they didn't even livestock judge with the senior colleges.
Oh, wow.
They were the JUCOs.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that. But yeah. I mean, they were.
Like they are very fresh to this. We're going to be a real school.
Like we played them when I was at WT. They were
it sounds like they're competitive this year. So, you know,
Tech's
0-2 for the first time since 1990, I read this morning. So,
ouch.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun. I'm going to go.
You're going to have a good time.
Well, you're going to have a good time. You don't have a lot invested in it.
Drink a couple beers, watch the game. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe have a purple jacket that you can put on in the third, fourth quarter.
Well, I'll be like, I didn't even go to Tech, so.
There you go. I don't know that you want to do that at Tech.
No.
No. Did you not see that homeboy from White Deer that showed up to the Tech Oregon game wearing an Oregon shirt because he's a big Oregon fan?
Oh, wow.
There was a guy that sent a Snapchat. From like way up top, because he had like good seats down at the bottom, and you could see like zoomed out, there was a green shirt, and you just kept zooming in and in and in, and there was one green shirt in a sea of red.
Wow!
And he's up there waving his arms.
Well, it's like New Mexico State. Our big rival was UNM,
right?
Yeah. In Albuquerque, and so my best friend went to UNM, and so we would go up from Las Cruces to Albuquerque, you know, in all our NMSU gear, but it's Albuquerque.
That's pretty dicey.
It was rough. It's the curve. Yeah. Like, I was a little scared at times.
You got to be scared in the ABQ.
So that's where I grew up. So maybe, you know, Lubbock's not as bad.
Yeah. You're probably okay.
So, anyway, to answer your question, I think Tech's going to win. Yes.
Okay. There you go. All right.
That's my prediction.
She's got a
lot
of hope.
I got another question. It's a trivia question.
Okay.
Are you fine with gin trivia or would you prefer we break out the beer trivia?
Let's do beer. I feel like I have a better chance at beer.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough. I once thought that.
We've actually got
it's
just
a
as
lesson
many
that gym. Needs to be learned.
Okay. I'm up for it.
Where did that one go? Which of the following flavor notes is the most predominant in a stout beer? You want options?
Yeah.
Coffee, vanilla, banana, or citrus?
Coffee.
Good guess.
Also, part of my degree is food science.
So you have a little bit of an ag.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Side to you.
Very limited, but.
Like how you wait till we're closing.
Like food safety? We could talk about food safety.
We took a... No, that was nutrition. That wasn't food safety.
Okay, who am I asking this?
Me.
Okay. Which ingredient is the defining flavor component in an India Pale Ale?
Hops.
Correct.
That one was
easy. These are easy.
That one was easy. That was
a pretty easy one.
Both of those have been easy.
I could see vanilla being a guess.
I thought about vanilla.
Just on most stouts.
What is the first step of brewing called in which cereal grains are combined with hot water?
Malting and malt?
You want a list?
Let's give me some options here.
You got mashing, trapping, steeping, or fermenting?
Steeping.
Mashing.
It's a mash.
I almost went with mash, but yeah. I thought, no, that's whiskey. That can't be the same.
It is. I think the first step is the same.
We will learn that whenever we get our still set up at Warminski Farms.
Of which I'm a co-owner, by the way.
Of Warminski Farms or the still?
I think I am, right?
Well, I guess technically she's...
I think
she's half of a by third default? Owner of the stall of the still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It works.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, thank you very much for being on.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We hope you come back. We'll pick something besides bourbon next time.
I can drink bourbon.
The glass in your hand says maybe you don't want to.
It's a little diluted, I'll admit.
Okay.
But it's good.
It happens.
Maybe she's just more responsible than us. Let's go.
I mean, she is going to pick up her child from
I
here.
Told you I'm not a bourbon drinker.
I know, but next time we'll do tequila or something like that. We'll make some margaritas.
Okay, I like margaritas.
We'll get Caitlin on here.
Yeah.
We'll do a Farm Wives episode.
Now that would be fun.
We'll pick a time when
or
she's
since
not
your
working.
Wife's such a fuddy-duddy, we'll just get my wife to come on.
We don't have that many mics, but I mean, we could do that.
But Royce, there's no difference in getting my wife or your wife. It's still four people.
That is true. Well, I was thinking we'd get the three of them on.
Yeah, we all know Caitlin's not coming.
I'm afraid
she doesn't support our art, as the children say. But everybody at home, make sure and check out our great sponsors, Mo Cattle Company Livestock Podcast. He turned out a really good episode the other day that talked about growing and starting and how to get into a seed stock herd, which is pretty good.
Really?
Listen to it.
I'm going to have to listen to that one. I came up with a few ideas for ourselves. You got
Ballard's
Meat Club
Guns.
Meat Club Lambs, Ballard Guns, and, of course, Texas Beverage and Package in Groom, Texas. Hit them up. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. See you. Love you. Bye.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be ate at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He mooed, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening in the day. 12 burning McDonald's. Have it your way.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cows with guns.